Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The rest of the station after today will go to lockdown in the sense of they're all going to voice track. We will continue to be live in the morning until one of us screws up and brings in the sickness.
Which
we're all hoping to avoid that all the way through.
Other essential personnel are people like Jessica Hinkle at the Walmart Supercenter in Springfield, who's helping birth babies in the toilet paper aisle.
Just when you thought Wally World wasn't going to get any weirder these days with the toilet paper freak out and the hand sanitizer lunge, this poor lady goes in there to get some toilet paper and pops a kid out, which, dear God, that's a long day.
Our next guest is the manager of a Springfield, Missouri Walmart who made headlines last week after a woman gave birth to a baby girl in the toilet paper aisle. Please welcome Jessica Hinkle.
Jessica, it's just so weird out there, isn't it?
You're not kidding. You are not kidding.
First of all, thank you for everything, man. You guys at Walmart are just... You are taking the brunt of all the weirdness, and I'm so glad you guys are just keeping it all together for everyone. So let's just go backwards in time before this happened. All of a sudden, the coronavirus freakout happens. Everybody decides, and I assume in Springfield, they were storming for toilet paper as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
Anybody ever explain to you why they felt that they had to fill up grocery carts full of toilet paper?
No one's explained that to me, but they have given me a lot of things that I may or may not want to know about why they need toilet paper.
What would you say the greatest amount of toilet paper you saw go out the door with one person was?
We've been limiting it for quite a while because we want to make sure that everybody can have access to it. So we're trying to keep it to two packages per customer. We just went down to one last week. So not any mass exit with my store.
Good. But for the record, so everybody hears it, you guys, all the trucks are running. You guys are getting plenty of trucks. You're unloading all of the trucks. It's just people are over demanding it. But there's no toning down of your deliveries, right? I mean, all the deliveries that have always been coming in. In fact, everything's been put into overdrive, correct?
Yes, 100%. We are sourcing any amount of toilet paper we can possibly get from any supplier and shipping it to the stores as quickly as possible.
Yeah, so what she is telling you is, guys, if you just slow down on the uptake a little bit, it'll fill right back up again and everything will go right back to normal. Stop being weirdos.
Yes.
Now, that being said, if you're going to have a baby, go to the hospital, not the Walmart. What happened?
So the young lady was over by the lunch meet, and she grabbed an associate and said, "Oh my gosh, I think I'm going to go into labor." And of course, this person, just stalking baloney, says, "I better call somebody."
I'm just trying to put the lunch meat out.
Right, yeah.
So, how old is this little girl that had the kid?
She's doing great. Mom,
No. How old is mom?
Probably, I don't know exactly. She's probably 35, 36, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She had more than one child, and she knew that once her water broke, she said, my water broke, my last baby came within 30 minutes, and she wasn't kidding. She was ready to go.
So what where do you move her to?
Well, we migrated over to the toilet paper aisle. She wasn't actually shopping on the toilet paper aisle, and it just happened that it was completely empty, so there was a place to put her that wasn't on the floor. We went in and grabbed towels and pillows and everything we possibly could. Another customer came around the corner and she said, "Hey, I'm a delivery nurse. Do you guys need some help?" And we were like, "Holy crap, yes, please. Yes, please help us." And then the firefighters came And then I kind of took a step back, like, this is not my forte. I'm going to let somebody else handle this. And we grabbed some sheets, put them up at the end of each aisle, and let her, you know, let nature take its course with a little privacy, even though there wasn't a whole lot to be had in Walmart.
She ends up in the aisle. You guys lay her down. Are her pants off?
Not at this time. Not until the firefighters and we got the sheets up, and then we went into full-on baby mode.
And was the kid already crowning?
Yes.
Oh, so the only thing holding this poor kid in was her underwear?
Absolutely.
Wow. You hear it like that.
Well, being a guy who's ridden an ambulance before and seen a kid come out, when it's time, you're just playing catch. The kid's coming. Like, there's not much of a struggle there. I mean, in terms of the kids coming out, I've seen it. And by the way, anybody who says childbirth is beautiful has not seen a childbirth. She knows.
I won't disagree.
Yeah, no, it's horrendous, man. And there's a lot going on down there. And
there is.
But the little baby makes its way into the world. And immediately, everything is fine. There's a good cry, good strong lungs. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple second delay before a baby actually starts crying, and everyone was holding their breath with the baby. And as soon as we heard the baby cry, we were like, okay, this is perfect. Yeah, EMT showed up, and they're like, oh, are we late? Yeah, you're a little late, but whatever. They loaded her up on a gurney, and then of course a crowd has formed. And as soon as she came from behind the sheet, everyone clapped. Kind of embarrassing, probably, but yeah, that really happened.
Clapped.
Well, what do you do, right? Everybody's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Jesus, God, can imagine. You know, this is a funny, weird story now, but it could have gone tragic. You know, and credit to you again. Back to you guys at Walmart. You think about it. Since the last 2 weeks, you guys have been getting hammered. Then, in the middle of all this, someone throws you the little kid curveball, and you know, suddenly you're not trying to stock toilet paper; you're catching a kid out of a woman's vagina, and it's a little too much real, isn't it?
It is a little too much real, but you know, it was a really nice change of pace that we'd been going from the last 7 days to know that life's going to go on.
That's right,
even if you don't have toilet paper.
I just wonder if someone tried to trade the kid for some toilet paper at this point. Yeah. You, boy or girl?
It was a little girl. I don't know a name yet. She didn't have one when I talked to her, so.
Jessica.
It
has to be Jessica. If she doesn't name that kid after you, there is just no justice in this world.
That's what all my peers think.
Yeah, or, you know, you're in Springfield, we're in Kansas City, so it's the same water. You know there's some chick who's going to name their kid Charmin.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah. What's your kid's name? Charmin. She's born in the toilet paper aisle at Walmart. Thank you.
It will be a lifelong story for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, I know that they're running you guys crazy down there. But, you know, the same thing as up here in Kansas City, man. It'll all get over. It'll all be over here within a couple months. Just hang in there.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the community. They've been nothing but grateful to us and maybe a little bit nicer than they normally are, so we appreciate that.
I love to hear that. And you know what? Seriously, thank you guys. And thank everybody at Walmart, all the people, all the truck drivers. Man, these poor truck drivers, these guys are getting hammered. Yeah. I mean, they're working all the extra hours. They're driving way past their limits. These guys are doing everything and anything they can to keep the system going. And they're such a group of unsung heroes. I know you guys are seeing them every day.
Yes, yes.
All right, Jess, stay right there. Hold on a second. So that's what it's like to give birth at a Walmart, or at least be the manager, you know.
What do you deal with on an average day?
Clean up on aisle 5.
God.
Yeah.
When you're not just dealing with, hey, knucklehead, can you come to work today? Can you do this? Oh, I need to be part of the birth.
Did you ever see a kid get born?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. It's. Let me tell you, I would rather someone take a dump on the floor. If you've ever seen the blood and fluid and mungus and discharge and everything that comes out with it, like your kid comes out like half tapioca, half blood, like it's horrifying. It's horrifying.
That's just the beginning, too.
Yeah, that's right. And then afterbirth, it was sent
as
down
the lone vagina. Stop.
Oh my God, they're wearing like a little raspberry beret.
God.
Someone, quick, take a bottle of placenta for good luck.
We're gonna save it.
That's
no, we're
right.
Gonna save it.
Gotta save it and turn it into a. Did you ever see that documentary where the people ate the placenta a year later, turned it into pate?
No, I did not.
Goddamn hippies. So, goddamn hippie. And I say that, I'm all for peace and love. It was the hippies I had a problem with. So, these crazy hippies grew up, and then because animals will eat the placenta after having a baby to keep, the theory is, to keep predators from knowing that there's a vulnerable little life, right?
Sure.
So they gobble it up to cover the evidence. Mm-hmm. Now hippies think they should freeze their placenta and then eat it later.
Just a little skosh.
Yeah. Or plant a tree over it. Hey, it's medical waste, man. Throw it away. You still got your daughter's hymen, creep? It's a creepy world we live in.
Do you know how many more documentaries and givings of the community we're going to have from people thinking they need to tell their stories after all this?
Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson, they planted their kid's placenta underneath a tree in their backyard.
Of course they did.
Oh, yeah. Just out there eating crayons and licking paint. You know, those super geniuses.
And then you have this people, I just put a little in my smoothie each morning.
Did you you know anybody who saved the placenta?
No, I don't know anybody that did, no.
Yeah, I think it's weird when you guys saved the wedding cake.
That pissed me off. I didn't know the top was the one that had to wait.
But did Tom Cruise do the same thing?
Yeah.
That's not real.
No, I remember that being in the news.
Did he really eat the placenta? Is that true?
Never heard that ever.
People think he's kind of weird. They're kind of scared. Tom Cruise says he's gonna eat his kid's placenta. He'll put it in a frying pan. Guess that's the plan. Maybe he'll serve it with some fried polenta. He'll eat it on some bread or a roll or a peanut pie. Maybe on a bagel or something he found in Oprah's couch. Why? Would he eat the placenta? Tomcat is a freak, you see, for Scientology. And he just keeps getting weirder as he gets older. Got Katie knocked up and locked down, can't run around. And now he wants to eat part of the baby holder. Put it in a crock pot, let it simmer while the baby cries. Or deep fry it and serve it on a bun with some curly fries. Why? Would he eat the placenta? Maybe he should let it ferment out.
Rhyme sucked.
I just Googled it quickly. Tom Cruise did say he would eat the placenta and umbilical cord after she gave birth. Also, they say that the Tia and Tamara Mowry were part of this bizarre reality show where they blended her up and drank it with brandy. That the Maya Bialik from Big Bang Theory, she actually, ingested her own placenta?
Yeah,
because
she wrote an article defending other people who'd done it, like January Jones,
and Holly Madison, and that Alicia Silverstone girl
from Clueless.
It was so hot in the Aerosmith video. Oh,
yeah. Her and her kid Bear.
Is that her kid Bear?
Bear.
B-E-A-R.
B-E-A-R. Bear.
Yeah, well, I hope he grows up to be a very hairy gay man. She just ate her own placenta. And then you also said the January Jones girl also ate her placenta from Mad Men.
Yeah.
Yep. And what was the whole point of that?
I don't know what you pulled up over here, but as soon as you write Tom Cruise eat, it pops right up and it says he played down reports that he'd planned to eat the placenta when he was with Katie Holmes. The star was quoted in GQ magazine saying he thought the placenta and umbilical cord would be, quote, very nutritious.
That's what Maya Bialik said, too. And then January Jones' quote was, come on, guys, it's not witchcrafty. It's a little witchcrafty.
No, never. Listen, rule one, never eat your own body parts.
Yeah.
Write it down.
Yeah.
Write it down. Write it down.
Or someone else's.
Yeah. Dahmer's a bad guy, but you're supposed to be celebrated.
Yeah. Tom Cruise.
Mommy loved you so much, she ate your afterbirth.
Yeah. It's, to me, it's not that much different than Dahmer eating a Filipino guy with a collar around his neck.
God, I'm weirded out when people, put fruit in Jell-O. I mean, I think
did
that's
you just
horrifying.
Go pistachio whip. Yeah, I swear funky. To God,
but you're like, did you grate carrots on my Jello? Like, what a white trash nightmare am I living
get
right
your
now?
Pineapple out of my Jello.
Yeah, let alone eating the goddamn placenta.
I don't know how you wake up that day and come up with that S. God.
Yeah.
No, I do not have any friends who've told me such stories.
You?
No.
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 I know T drank some breast milk.
Of course.
One time.
He said it was pretty disgusting.
It was. I was curious. I mean, there was a lot of it, so I took shots.
It was an over surplus. She thought, meh.
He pushed his own kid's head out of the way and latched on.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Well, watch daddy do it right.
Adults.
That's not how you get after your mom's cans. Yeah, you don't know how to latch. I'll show you how to latch.
Yeah, I'm latched. And I jiggle the other one because I multitask.
Jiggle the other one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.